Term limits for heads of government are, on balance, probably a good idea. It is not generally beneficial for either the leader or the led for one person to occupy the big desk too long. Running a country is physically and psychologically exhausting, certainly if a given prime minister or president is doing it properly. A person can only have so many ideas. History records few, if any, examples of a given leader really hitting their straps 10 years into the gig, and power has a tendency to breed complacency and/or corruption. Plus, a ticking clock hopefully focuses the energy when it comes to implementing the manifesto upon which one got elected. It might be further argued that the clinching argument for term limits is the chafing of certain office holders against them. Rodrigo Duterte, president of the Philippines, was never likely to go quietly. He has never done anything quietly.
If you are corrupt, I will fetch you using a helicopter to Manila and throw you out.
The combustible populist was elected president in 2016, and under the terms of the Philippines constitution, a president gets one, count 'em, six-year term. With campaigning beginning to kick into gear for next year's presidential election, President Duterte should be contemplating agreeable beachside villas back home on Mindanao and instructing his agent to start shopping the self-exculpating, score-settling memoirs, heavy on the pettiness and bitterness, which are the consolation of political retirement. However, President Duterte has decided that he has more to give. He has graciously, nay nobly, agreed to be his party's candidate for vice president in 2022. Carlo Nograles, the executive vice president of Duterte's party, PDP-Laban, has troweled on the gratitude, hailing President Duterte's sacrifice and heed of the clamour of the people, and further praising Duterte's selfless determination to ensure administrative continuity. All hail Saint Rodrigo, etc. Connoisseurs of this species of chicanery might perceive something familiar about the maneuver. In 2008, Vladimir Putin found himself prevented by constitutional pettifogging from standing for a third consecutive term as president of Russia. He waved Dmitry Medvedev into the presidency, who duly appointed Putin prime minister, then swapped jobs back with Putin at the conclusion of his term, without anyone much doubting who was really in charge all along. Putin has since overseen a rewriting of Russia's constitution to spare him any further such undignified and inconvenient hot desking. It may be the case that Duterte hopes to be elected vice president and then, at an opportune moment, persuade the president to step aside or push them down the stairs or whatever and assume the role afresh. This might be within the letter of the Philippines constitution, but would certainly be an affront to its spirit. It may, however, be even tawdrier than that. It will have been drawn to Duterte's attention that, once shorn of the protections of high office, he might be the subject of unwelcome interest in the legality of his self-declared war on the Philippines drug world, during which thousands of people have been killed by Filipino police with Duterte's encouragement, but without much regard for due process.
You have to shoot them dead.
Prosecutors at the International Criminal Court are known to be assembling a case against him.
Itong ICC, bull****, itong, why would I defend or face an accusation before white people? You must be crazy.
It is possible, indeed, that Duterte may have ambitions beyond merely perpetuating his own rule, and that he proposes to establish some sort of elected monarchy. There is talk that his daughter, Sara Duterte, who has already followed him into the mayor's office in Davao City, might throw her hat into the presidential ring and name her father as her prospective VIP, though she does not belong to the same party, at least not yet. The Philippines has a rich, if not outright lurid, tradition of political dynasties, and Filipino voters may not necessarily see such an arrangement as being as weird as other electorates might. Ominously, Duterte's son Paolo has been vice mayor of Davao City, he's now an MP, and Duterte's son Sebastian presently is. As we go to air, however, a likelier patsy for continuity Duterte is his longtime sidekick, splendidly named Senator Bongo. The really enraging thing is that Duterte has working for him the best argument against term limits, which is that term limits should be decided by the voters. If the people are done with you, they'll let you know. If opinion polls are any guide, Duterte would stand a better than average chance of re-election, though the economy is struggling and the country's response to COVID-19 has been inept, Duterte's ongoing open season on drug dealers and anyone in their vicinity remains popular. He boasts an approval rating nudging 58%.
I will continue the crusade. We are workers of government and we work for the people, period.
For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.
Okay, with that, I'd like to bid good night to the Filipino nation, and thank you for your listening to us.